Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Devorah Zack is here. Her new book is called Single Tasking, Get More Done One Thing at a Time. She's the CEO of OCC Inc., right?
That's right, Only Connect Consulting.
Only Connect Consulting Inc., and also the author of Networking for People Who Hate Networking. Give us a website, Devorah.
MyOnlyConnect.com. You can also get to the website with SingleTaskingBook.com.
All right, so check that out. Devorah, help us get single tasking is a nice thought, but with all of us being hit by so many things. I mean, look, in my day now, I'm getting emails, I'm getting phone calls, I'm getting text messages, I'm getting calls on my smartphone, my business phone. You know, occasionally we get a text in, and Facebook notices, LinkedIn notices, tweets, etc., etc. They're coming at me with a fire hose, Devorah.
That's correct. And you are not alone in this, as I'm sure you know. So the real issue is that technology is here to stay. It seems to be growing, and there's nothing inherently wrong with it. The issue is we need to control our technology rather than it taking over our lives. We need to take responsibility for where we focus our attention. So maybe you've been to lunch with someone, and their phone keeps beeping and ringing and vibrating, and they're like, oh God, I can't believe it. Oh, this is so annoying. My phone's going off again. Excuse me while I take this call. It's not the phone's fault, and it's not the people who are instant messaging them. It's them. And so what you need to do is to take control of the situation and make decisions, make a choice, and stick with it, what you're doing at any given time. So if your choice is to have lunch with me, then for an hour, that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And the world is not going to fall apart if you aren't responding to your messages. In fact, you're going to build much stronger relationships. We have become just relentlessly disrespectful to the people right in front of us by prioritizing everybody else who's not
that's
in front
what
of
I
us.
Hate. When I'm in a store, someone's waiting on me, and the phone rings.
Oh, absolutely!
And they leave
I actually
me
talk
for,
about that in the book.
They leave me for 8 minutes to take, you know, like a person behind me cutting line or something.
Right. What I say is that if you have some confusion about who to pay attention to, in general, almost always it works to say I'm going to pay attention to the person who's physically present with me. Give that person priority.
Right. And projects, what I do, Devorah, is I prioritize projects. The ones that are going to eat me the most first, I do those first, right? And then the ones that are only going to take a leg off, you know, I do those second and third, so forth. But maybe I find the things that need to be done right now in the chronological order that they need to be done in. That's how I manage things. What do you think?
I think that works great. And if people don't usually have that kind of system, what I recommend is just spending 3 to 5 minutes at the beginning of your day clarifying what you intend to do that day, making a list, and that'll help you focus the entire rest of your day. Because a lot of times we get so overwhelmed with so many competing demands, we're just sort of popping around from task to task with no system. So at least start each day with just a list, organizing and prioritizing what you intend to do that day. And that'll set you in the right direction. And in my book, Single Tasking, I give a whole bunch of other techniques on how to manage your time and reduce your stress level.
There is a thought about multitasking I'd like for you to think to respond to. If I have something going on that I'm working on that somebody else needs to contribute to, or I can get somebody else to contribute to this, if I can get it ready to go to them and get it to them, and they're working on that while I'm doing something else, that's the kind of multitasking, isn't it?
Well, it's two different people doing tasks. So
yeah, but I mean,
for me though,
I'm getting two things done, right?
that is a good way. I actually do have a section in the book called When Multitasking Isn't Multitasking, and
right.
That would fall into that category, when you're having someone else work simultaneously rather than doing all your work, passing to them and telling
right.
them it's a huge emergency.
Delegating, right?
Tomorrow. Right.
It's called delegating. You know, there's another thing that I think is important to bring out, Devorah, And that is the fact that with all the new stuff we have, I just read all, I mean, just listed all the things that are coming at us like a fire hose. We're still the same analog beings that human beings were 2,000 years ago. We're still analog. We're not any smarter. We're literally not any smarter than the founders of America or Columbus, or you going back 2,000 years. We're not smarter or better than they are. We're the same protoplasm. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And go back even further to the hunters and gatherers, right? Do you think that we would have survived as a human race if we had distracted lives when we were hunting and gathering? No, we had to focus on one thing at a time. And like you said, we have the same brains. So it's a new concept, and we've got a lot of neuroscience to back it up, and it's a very old concept to the roots of how we started off.
Give us a couple of quick tips before you go. One or two more quick tips on how we can solve this.
So one technique that I highly recommend during the day is what I call cluster tasking. Mm-hmm. And the way that works is if there's something repetitive you tend to do throughout the day and it can take over your day, such as sending and receiving emails, then pick, let's say, two or three times during the day where you're going to do that. Designate half an hour at the beginning, after lunch, at the end of the day, and do all. That's the only time you're going to send and receive emails. Mm-hmm. And you still won't be responding to people within a couple hours, but you'll keep it from taking over your life. So that's one example of a technique.
And if you've got something really important you're working on, close your email client up.
Exactly, and that's another technique.
Right?
I call it building fences.
Give us a website.
So it's almost impossible to ignore a distraction once it occurs. So instead, take away the distraction beforehand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.